Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
As I sat by the crackling fire, the sound of the night surrounded me. The chirpings of crickets, the rustling of leaves, the hooting of owls. I was completely alone in the woods of Northeast Texas, miles away from any civilization. It was just me, my tent, and the vast wilderness. I had always been drawn to the peace and serenity of nature, and solo camping was my way of disconnecting from the chaos of everyday life. But little did I know that this particular trip would turn into a nightmare. As the night grew darker, I retired to my tent, zipping myself inside and settling down for a good night's sleep. But as I laid there in the darkness, a feeling of unease crept over me. It was as if something was watching me, lurking in the shadows just beyond the thin fabric of my tent. I tried to shake off the feeling, convincing myself that it was just my imagination playing tricks on me. But as the minutes turned into hours, the sense of dread only intensified. Finally, unable to ignore it any longer, I unzipped the flap of my tent and peered outside. At first, all I could see was the flickering light of the fire casting dancing shadows on the trees around me. But then, as I grabbed my flashlight and stepped out into the night, I caught a glimpse of something that made my blood run cold. In the darkness, just beyond the tree line behind my tent, two glowing eyes stared back at me. They were a sickly yellow, gleaming with a malevolent intelligence. I couldn't make out the full form of whatever creature those eyes belonged to, but I could tell that it was tall and looming, its shape obscured by the shadows of the night. I stood frozen in shock, unable to tear my gaze away from those haunted eyes. And then it growled. A low, guttural sound that gave my whole body goosebumps and made my heart race in terror. I knew I had to do something, but fear paralyzed me. It felt as if I was rooted to the spot, unable to move an inch. But then, my survival instincts kicked in, and I slowly began to backpedal towards my tent entrance. Reaching inside, my hand fumbled for the air horn that I'd always kept handy for emergencies. Finally grasping it, I raised it up, pointing it in the direction of where that creature was watching me, and pulled the trigger, letting out a deafening blast. The sound cut through the night like a knife, echoing through the trees and startling the creature lurking in the shadows. For a moment, there was only silence. And then, with a roar that shook the ground beneath me, the creature charged out from its hiding place, its monstrous form illuminated by the flickering light of my fire. It was like something out of a nightmare. A towering beast with twisted horns, razor-sharp claws, and a mouth full of jagged teeth. Its eyes blazed with a feral hunger, and its snarls filled the night air with a primal fury. I knew then that I was facing a creature of... God, I don't even know what to tell you it was. A monster that had haunted the dark corners of these woods for, I'm assuming, generations. And as it advanced towards me, its monstrous form wreathed in shadow and flame. I realized my only chance of survival lay in running. With a scream of terror, I turned and bolted into the darkness, my heart pounding in my chest and my breath coming in ragged gasps. The creature thundered after me, its roars reverberating through the night and sending a chill down my spine. I ran faster than I ever had in my life, my feet pounding against the forest floor and my lungs burning with exertion. But no matter how fast I ran, the creature was always just a step behind, its monstrous form looming closer and closer with each passing moment. I could hear the sounds of its hot breath behind me, feeling the heat of its fury as it closed in for the kill. And as I sprinted through the night, with the creature's roars echoing in my ears and its claws reaching out to snatch me in its grasp, I knew that this would be a fight for my life. Summoning every last ounce of strength and resolve, I pushed myself to run even faster, my heart pounding in my chest and my muscles screaming in protest. And then, just as I felt the creature closing in, I saw a glimmer of light ahead. It was the edge of the forest, the boundary between the darkness of the woods and the faint glow of civilization beyond. With a surge of hope, I pushed myself even harder, my legs pumping with a desperate energy as I raced towards the safety of the clearing. And then, as if by a miracle, I bursted into the open, the creature's roars fading in the distance behind me. I collapsed to the ground, gasping for breath and trembling with adrenaline, but alive. As I laid there in the cool grass, the sound of the night faded away into silence. I knew that I had narrowly escaped a fate worse than death. The creature that had lurked around my campsite was still out there, waiting in the shadows of the woods. But I also knew that I had survived, that I had faced my worst nightmare in real life and emerged victorious. And as I looked up at the stars twinkling overhead, I knew that I would never forget that horrifying night in the woods of Northeast Texas and the creature that had stalked me in the darkness.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
I have a spooky tale to share, and I thought this would be the perfect place to send it to. It's not long, but it's right up your alley. I was out solo camping last summer, and this is what happened. As I sat alone in my campsite in the woods in Texas, the crackling fire provided warmth and comfort. I couldn't shake this feeling of unease that lingered in the air. The rustling of leaves, and the distant hoot of an owl, and the moans of coyotes, somehow more sinister in the darkness and the night. I tried to shake off my nerves by focusing on the beauty of the starry sky above me, but a sense of foreboding continued to gnaw at me. It was as if something was lurking just beyond the reach of my flashlight's beam, waiting and watching. Deciding to ignore my irrational fears, I crawled into my tent and zipped up the flap, hoping that sleep would come quickly and banish the sense of impending dread. But as I laid there in the darkness, the only sounds of soft chirping of crickets and the crackling of the dying fire, my unease only grew. Suddenly, a low growl pierced the silence, causing my heart to pound in my chest. I froze, fear gripping me as I strained my ears to try to identify the source of the sound. Another growl followed, closer this time, and my hands trembled as I fumbled for my flashlight. With a deep breath, I unzipped the tent flap and stepped outside, the fire casting flickering shadows around me. I swept the beam of flashlight around, my heart in my throat as I searched for any sign of movement. I'm out here in the wild and it could simply just be a coyote or some random animal, but still it's better to be safe than sorry. Moments later, that is when I saw them. Two glowing eyes staring back at me from the darkness. I felt a chill run down my spine as I took in the sight of the creature before me. Its form was obscured by the shadows, but its eyes gleamed with a malevolent light. I could sense its predatory gaze fixed on me, and I knew with a sinking feeling that I was not safe. Without taking my eyes off of the creature, I slowly backed towards my tent, hand reaching out for anything that could be useful as a weapon. Finding nothing, as everything was still packed up in my backpack, I suddenly just stood up fast, deciding to take fight over flight, and screamed at the top of my lungs, hoping to scare this thing off. But the creature remained still, its eyes never leaving mine as it let out another menacing growl. I could feel the primal fear clawing at me, urging me to run, to hide, to do anything to escape from this unnatural terror that lurked in the shadows. As if sensing my hesitation, the creature took a step forward, its silhouette growing taller and more menacing in the firelight. I could see now that it was no ordinary animal. Its proportions were wrong, its movements too fluid and deliberate to be of this world. With a sudden rush of adrenaline, I raised my hand up to defend myself and screamed out all the air out of my lungs. The creature then recoiled, a guttural roar escaping its distorted maw as it turned and vanished into the night. I stood there, my heart racing and my breath coming in short gasps, the echoes of that unearthly roar still ringing in my ears. I knew then that I had definitely encountered something truly malevolent in those woods, something that defied explanation or any type of reason. Some type of cryptid beast that I had never even heard of. And as I crawled back into my tent, the fire now nothing but embers, I prayed that whatever lurked out there in the darkness would never find its way back to me. For in these woods, in the dead of night, I had come face to face with a horror beyond comprehension.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Last spring, my friends and I decided to go camping in the secluded woods of Texas for a weekend getaway. Little did we know that it would turn out to be the scariest experience of our lives. As we had arrived at the campsite, the sun was beginning to set, casting eerie shadows amongst the trees. The crackling of the campfire was the only sound breaking the silence of the night. We set up our tents and settled down for the night, excited for the adventure that laid ahead the following day. As the night grew darker, a sense of unease began to creep over us. I couldn't shake the feeling that we were being watched. My friends dismissed my fears, attributing it to unfamiliarity of the surroundings. But I couldn't shake the feeling that something just wasn't right. As we sat around the campfire, sharing stories and laughter, a chill went through my body. I could have sworn I saw a pair of glowing eyes peering at us from the darkness of the woods. I quickly dismissed it as a trick of the light, but the feeling of dread lingered. As the night wore on, strange things began to happen. The campfire began to flicker and die out, despite our best efforts to keep it going. Shadows danced around us, and strange sounds echoed through the forest. My friends laughed it off, but I could sense their unease growing as well. Suddenly, a loud howl pierced through the night, causing all of us to jump in fear. The sound was like anything I had ever heard before, sending shivers down my spine. My friends began to panic, frantically looking around for the source of the noise. I knew then that we were not alone in the woods. Not alone with the regular forest animals, that is. Something sinister lurked in the shadows, watching our every move. I tried to calm my friends, but my own fear was beginning to take hold. As we huddled together in our tent, the night grew colder and darker. The sounds grew louder and closer, as if whatever was out there was toying with us. I could feel its malevolent presence looming over us, waiting for the perfect moment to strike. Just as I thought things couldn't get any worse, a figure emerged from the darkness. It was tall and hunched, with glowing eyes that seemed to pierce through the darkness. My friends screamed in terror, but I was frozen in fear, unable to move or speak. The figure drew closer, its bony fingers reaching out towards us. I could see now that it was no human, but something far more sinister and otherworldly. It exuded an aura of malice and darkness. Just as it seemed like all hope was lost, a burst of light erupted from the sky, illuminating the figure in a blinding light. It let out a deafening screech before disappearing into the darkness. Never seen it since. As the light faded and the darkness receded, my friends and I found ourselves alone in the woods once more. We frantically packed up our things in silence, too shocked and frightened to speak. The horror of the night would stay with us forever, a reminder of the true terror that lurks out there in Texas. Camping with my friends in Texas last spring was indeed the scariest experience of my life, and one that I will never forget. It's crazy to think about what that creature was, for one, but second, what in all that's holy was that bright light that came out of nowhere and scared it off? The woods hold many secrets, and some are best left undisturbed.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Growing up, I'd always been fascinated by the idea of cryptids, mysterious creatures that supposedly roamed the wilderness just out of sight of humanity. I had read countless books and watched numerous documentaries on the subject, but I'd never actually seen one myself. That all changed when my girlfriend and I decided to go camping in the remote wilderness of Texas. We had been hiking for a few hours, enjoying the fresh air and the stunning natural beauty that surrounded us. The trail we were on wound its way through dense forests and up steep hills, but we were both in good spirits and excited for the adventure ahead. As we rounded a bend in the trail, we heard a loud crashing noise off in the bushes to our right. At first, we thought it may have been a bear or some other large animal. But as we cautiously approached, we saw something that froze us in our tracks. There, standing in the clearing just off the trail, was a creature unlike anything I had ever seen before. At least, not in real life. It stood at least 7 feet tall, with long, wiry limbs and a head that resembled that of a wolf. Its eyes glowed a yellowish color in the dim light, and sharp teeth gleamed in the darkness. My girlfriend and I watched in horror as this creature attacked a deer that had been grazing peacefully nearby. It was a brutal and grisly sight, as the creature tore into the helpless animal with savage ferocity. The deer let out pained cries as it struggled to escape, but it was no match for the monstrous creature. We knew that we had to get out of there before the creature noticed us, so we slowly began to back away down the trail we came. Every twig that snapped or bird that chirped seemed impossibly loud in the stillness of the woods, and we held our breath as we tried to make it back to our campsite without drawing the creature's attention. Once we were safely back at our campsite, we wasted no time in packing up our things and getting out of there. There was no frickin' way we were going to be spending the night in those woods after witnessing such a terrifying spectacle. As we drove away from the campsite, I couldn't shake the feeling that we had just actually encountered something otherworldly that day. The memory of the creature's inhuman eyes and razor-sharp teeth haunts me, and I knew that I would never forget the sight of that dogman devouring its prey in the darkness of that forest. Although my girlfriend and I never spoke about that night again, I could see the fear in her eyes whenever we passed a wooded area or heard a strange noise in the night. We both knew that we had come face to face just about with something beyond our wildest nightmares, and that we were lucky to have escaped with our lives. To this day, I still can't bring myself to go camping in the woods. The memory of that encounter with the dogman is burned in my mind, a reminder that there are things in this world, not just in Texas, that are best left unseen and unheard. And as for cryptids that once fascinated me, I now know that some mysteries are better left unsolved.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
This happened to me and my family just about 2 weeks ago. It's short and simple and sweet, and thought that you would enjoy it. So here it goes. As the sun began to set in the rural area of northern Texas, I decided it would be a perfect opportunity to take my kids camping in our backyard. The cool breeze of the evening enveloped us as we gathered around the crackling fire pit, roasting marshmallows and telling scary stories. Little did I know that our peaceful evening would soon be turned into a nightmare. As we were enjoying our campfire snacks, I noticed a strange feeling of unease creeping up on me. It was as if something or someone was watching us from a distance. Brushing off the feeling as just my imagination running wild, I continued to focus on spending quality time with my kids. Suddenly, my youngest daughter, Emma, let out a blood-curdling scream that shattered the otherwise quiet night. My heart pounded in my chest. I whipped around to see the cause of her alarm. What I saw will forever haunt my dreams. Peeking over the backyard fence that bordered our backyard was a creature unlike anything I had ever seen before. I could only see partial of its body, but what I did, it was the body of a massive dog, covered in dark, mangy fur that seemed to writhe and clump together in unnatural ways. Its eyes glowed a sickly yellow in the dim light, fixated on us with an intensity that sent shivers down my spine. My children huddled close to me, their eyes wide with fear as the creature continued watching us with unblinking focus. I could feel the hairs on the back of my neck stand on end, a primal instinct warning me of the danger that lurked just beyond the safety circle of the light. Trying to keep my voice steady, I whispered to my kids to slowly back away from the fire pit and towards the safety of the house. As we moved, the creature's head followed our every movement, its gaze never wavering from us. Once we had reached the door, I quickly ushered my kids inside and locked the door behind us, my heart hammering in my chest. I couldn't shake the feeling of being hunted, as if the creature outside was waiting for the perfect moment to strike. Or was it just curious? I guess I'll never know. That night, sleep eluded me as I laid awake, my mind racing with thoughts of the dog-like humanoid creature that had invaded our peaceful camping trip. I couldn't shake the feeling that it was still out there, lurking in the shadows, waiting for another chance to watch us with those haunting eyes. The next morning, I gathered my courage and ventured outside to investigate. What I found left me speechless. Just beyond the fence, in the soft earth of the nearby woods, were unmistakable tracks left behind by the creature. They were massive and twisted, canine-like, like nothing I've ever seen before that size. My hand shook as I knelt down to examine them, the reality of what had happened sinking in. From that day on, we never camped in our backyard again. The memory of that dog-like humanoid creature watching us from the shadows haunts us, a reminder of the darkness that lurked just beyond the safety of our home. I often find myself staring out into the night, wondering if that creature still watches us, waiting for the perfect moment to peekaboo again. The fear that grips me in those moments is a constant reminder of the horror we experienced that night in our rural corner of North Texas.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
As the sun set over the vast wilderness of Texas, Sarah and her husband Adam set up camp in a secluded area deep in the heart of the woods. They had been looking forward to this getaway for weeks, eager to escape the hustle and bustle of city life and reconnect with nature. Little did they know, their peaceful camping trip would turn into something of horror. The couple had heard rumors and rumblings about the dangers of camping in this certain area, but they brushed off the warnings as mere superstition. They had packed all the necessary supplies, tents, sleeping bags, food, and flashlights, and felt confident in their ability to handle whatever nature threw their way. As darkness fell, the woods around them seemed to come alive with strange noises and eerie shadows. Sarah shivered, feeling a sense of unease creeping up her spine. Adam attempted to reassure her, building a fire and casting a warm glow over the campsite. But his efforts did little to ease her growing sense of dread. Suddenly, a rustling sound echoed through the trees, causing Sarah to jump in fear. Adam stood up, his hand reaching for his hunting knife he had brought along for protection. The rustling grew louder, closer, until a figure emerged from the darkness. It was a man, tall and menacing, with wild eyes and a sinister grin. Sarah's heart pounded in her chest as she realized they were no longer alone. She grabbed Adam's arm, pulling him closer as the stranger stumbled towards them, his words slurred and incomprehensible.
"Please, help me,"
the man slurred, his voice filled with desperation.
"I'm lost and hungry. I need some food."
Adam hesitated, unsure of whether to trust the stranger in the dead of night. Sarah could feel the tension between them, the hairs on the back of her neck standing on end. But before either of them could respond, the man lunged towards them, his intentions clear. In a moment of panic, Adam swung the knife, catching the man in the arm and sending him sprawling to the ground. Sarah screamed, the sound echoing through the silent woods as Adam struggled to restrain the intruder. In the chaos that ensued, the man managed to break free, disappearing into the darkness as quickly as he had appeared. Shaken and terrified, Sarah clung to Adam, tears streaming down her face as they realized the danger they were in. This was no camping trip they had signed up for. This was a horrifying experience that neither one of them had ever expected would happen, regardless of the rumors that had spread from their friends and colleagues. But they toughened it out, thinking it was maybe just some weird homeless person, and they stayed. Throughout the night, they huddled close to the dwindling fire, the sounds of the forest around them growing more sinister by the hour, and they wondered if they had made the right choice. Every crack of a branch, every howl of a distant animal sent shivers down their spines. They knew deep down that they were not safe, not by a long shot. As the first light of dawn broke over the horizon, Sarah and Adam wasted no time in packing up their camp and fleeing the woods. They vowed never to return to that cursed place, haunted by the memory of that past night. For Sarah and Adam, camping would be forever a harrowing experience, a cautionary tale of the dangers that lurked in the darkness. And as they drove away from the woods, they knew they had narrowly escaped a fate that few may have survived. The horrors of that night will stay with them forever, a chilling reminder that some places are just simply better left unexplored.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.